Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, come on. The biggest hype news of the morning. How about them Broncos pulling off another win last night?
That D got it done.
What I understand, it was sloppy, though.
They sure made it look ugly.
Yeah,
but their hats were incredible.
Yeah.
Their hats were so good.
You got to give it that, right? You got to take your hats off to their hats.
It was fine. They won. So they're still number one, right?
Eight and two.
The same on the paper. You're good. Eight and two.
All right.
Leading the league.
Okay. They looked vibrant last night. I will just say the colors of the uniforms.
Okay. I was like, what?
The sounds of the stadium. And the reason I'm saying this is, you know, we kicked it on for a few minutes, and I don't watch a lot of football, but we kicked it on Amazon to watch it.
Yeah.
It is way better to watch it on Amazon.
You think?
The pregame action, they show the shots from above the stadium, the fireworks, the national anthem, more behind the scenes.
Look good.
It's more immersive.
Yeah.
For sure. The sound quality was absolutely incredible. And I had just picked up a new surround sound system, and I was hearing stuff behind me, you know, and I was like, this is awesome.
That's cool.
Really, really good.
Huh.
I got a buddy that works for Amazon Sports, and I shot him a message. I was like, why is it the football is better on Amazon? He's like, because it is.
Which is funny, because last year, the sound quality was horrendous.
It was garbage.
It was garbage. It sounded like they were speaking through like a cloth.
Yeah.
And they figured it out this year.
It was really, I thought it was really well done. I think they're doing a good job with the football,
yeah.
With the sports ball.
I'm just not used to it. So like when I heard looking to where the game was, and I just always remember, I'm like, oh yeah, Thursday night's on Amazon now. Like, it's just so weird.
Well, it's Al Michaels. Like, why wouldn't you want to listen to him?
It's
the best.
It's just weird for me. And I think I'm taking all the
things
that happened.
I'm taking all the things that happened
last year into consideration. And apparently I need to not do that, because I remember watching the games last year and seeing, like, it wasn't just the audio, it was streaming issues.
The video,
like,
was horrible,
I mean, all of it. So
they fixed it.
So, okay, well, they fixed it. I did not give them the chance they deserved.
You don't like it. And I will tell you right now, my wife, when we moved from the family room up to the bedroom to finish watching the game, she threw the remote on the bed because she was so frustrated, because I can't get it to work.
Yeah. See?
Yeah, why can't it just be on normal TV?
That's what it is.
Why isn't the Amazon app not working? Where's it at? It's not loading.
Once I figured out it was on Amazon, I was sitting on the couch. I'm like, well, crap, now I got to grab a different remote. Like, first world problems.
First world problems.
Like, I had to get up and grab my other remote.
Do you have two remotes?
On Amazon. Because the TV, to turn the TV on and off, and then to turn my Roku. And
you can program that Roku remote.
Ain't nobody got time for that. I have two remotes, Jer. Okay.
Two remotes works just fine for me, so shut the hell up.
It does.
Fine. If you got to get up and get a second remote, that's on you, girl.
It's fine.
That's on you. The second biggest thing, or would that be the third biggest thing from last night? Doesn't matter. My double-decker tacos.
Oh.
Dude.
We made homemade double-decker tacos last night.
Your tacos look good.
And they hit.
So good.
Knick Knack did it, actually.
Oh,
she actually did something really good in the kitchen last night.
She scored with that one.
They were good. They were really good. She did a good job. And I went out and bought the Taco Bell hot sauce, even, because I was like, if we're going to recreate Taco Bell double-decker tacos, we need Taco Bell hot sauce.
You have to.
And it worked. Oh,
you
it was so good.
Could have, you know, sprung for the medium and spiced it up a little.
I know.
He's got the mild hot. It's not even hot sauce at that
point. I don't
point.
Need the
We're just
going to
call it
I just
sauce.
Want the flavor.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's
just
all you're going to get with that. Mild. Not even the medium, Josh.
Yeah.
It's mild.
I have a sensitive tongue, okay?
Okay.
I have a very sensitive tongue.
I didn't take your tongue
into consideration. My dad's had a sensitive tongue. My grandpa had a sensitive tongue. I come from a long line of sensitive tongues.
You also don't want the heartburn.
You inherited that, huh?
The heartburn.
Leave
early
my tongue out of this, Katie.
You don't understand. It's a sissy tongue.
We've had sensitive tongues since the Civil War.
You need to tell
Grandpappy.
Your tongue, tell your tongue to grow a pair already, okay? Or not.
Hey,
that'd be weird, right? That'd be a weird thing for a tongue to do.
My goodness, Katie.
No, don't do that. You really
don't want spice on that.
No.
Bow on it.
Oh, gosh.
What else is going on? Here's some news about Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton. The story says, when's the last time you actually saw those two kids together?
Oh.
According to some trashy tabloid, they say that they are living separate lives. A so-called source has said a lot of people think that the magic has worn off between Gwen and Blake Shelton, especially with Gwen heading to Las Vegas for a residency at the Sphere with No Doubt. Blake is opting to spend most of his time back on the ranch in Oklahoma. So yeah, maybe there's trouble in paradise for those two. But they were so cute together, right?
They were. I mean, they had that
ditch
common...
Miranda for her. That's kind of bad.
Well, Miranda, actually, the story is that she went out on him. Like she,
yeah.
So that was the story about that. But it happened at the same time, roughly, if you remember, like Gavin Rossdale and the whole nanny thing and Blake and Miranda. So they were going through the divorce at the same time. And that's kind of like a trauma bond thing, right?
Totally.
When you go through something like that together, it makes your connection stronger. And so when that fades away, you're right. I'm sure like the curtains were drawn back and they're like, okay, but I want them to be together. They are the cutest couple. I love their story. When they were on The Voice together and how they acted, like it was adorable. So I hope none of this is true, but when these start to come
out, they're on their
breakup
journey.
I know. When these stories start to come out, we find out that, you know, like the majority of them are true. And
well, they read them and they go, oh, should we break up?
I know.
I guess
right?
We should.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe.
You gotta say
they're
in his twang, hey girl, you think we should break up?
Yeah, I told you I met him once, right?
Yeah, and yeah, Nick Nack loves him.
I do. Like,
she has the biggest crush on him.
I had like all of the things to say to him all worked out in my head, and when I got face to face, all I could muster was, "You're tall."
Yeah, me, Katie, you're tall.
You're tall.
Hey there, pretty lady. Yeah.
So I've been told. That's what he said.
So I've been told, there, crazy lady.
That's good.
Any other sports stuff floating around?
Yeah, we got something pretty exciting. We've talked a lot about the Denver Summit FC, and their inaugural season is fast approaching. This is the women's soccer team that has been added to Colorado, and it will play its inaugural home match at Empower Field, which is really exciting. That's actually going to happen March 28th at Empower Field at Mile High. And the tickets for the kickoff, the reason I wanted to bring this up is because they go on sale on Wednesday, November 12th at 10 a.m. So that is coming up here. It's going to be probably the hottest ticket in Colorado at that time. If you want to get tickets to their inaugural game, which everyone who's anyone is going to be there, obviously, you can grab those pre-sale tickets at November 12th at 10 a.m. when they take on their opponent for they call it the kickoff for the inaugural season. I'm excited for this.
Yes.
A lot of people have really bought in to not only women's sports nationally, but women's soccer as well. Peyton Manning is partial owner of this group. I think it's going to be a really, really cool spectacle to see. I'm trying to get out there. I want to go out there and watch their inaugural game.
I do,
and just
too.
See the hype around everything. I think it's going to be
too.
Really exciting.
We should all go.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Okay, you seemed way more excited about that.
You're supposed to say yes.
Oh, yeah.
Go. Let's go.
He asked if that's it.
Let's go.
Yes, Jerry, that's it. Go get tickets November 12th. March 28th.
Let me see.
You're not busy.
You're not busy.
You're not.
Don't look at a calendar.
December, January,
it's a Saturday.
February, March 28th?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, no, the 27th. Sorry, my bad.
Wait a minute. Oh.
Shoot, no, it is the 28th. Sorry, it's the 28th.
Yeah.
I forgot. Yeah.
You're back to back. Oh, and then we got Palm Sunday on the 29th. That's going to be a busy.
That's a busy.
It
was Palm Sunday, you know.
I got
responsibilities.
I got a lot of palming to do that weekend, but you know. It's Palm weekend.
Yeah. Okay.
What else you got?
All right. Well, the DIA stuff, right? I mean, oh my gosh, airports and just everything affected
airports.
By the government stuff.
Yeah,
it's
airports,
crazy.
Man.
No, for real.
Airports,
like,
man.
Okay, so DIA.
It's Blake Shelton's next new album. Airports, man. I tell you what, man.
Take them or leave them.
Flights in, flights out, just like my relationships, man.
Oh. In and out, no layovers. They're going to have to reduce their flights by 10%, DIA is. They're one of the airports that the FAA, they're like, you're going to have to. Okay, stop laughing.
I thought for sure you were
going to
say the
fa. No. No.
Stupid
fa. Give me some credit.
The fa.
So DIA is going to have to reduce their flights by 10% by November 14th. So FAA requiring this, it's going to gradually make their way to 10%. And the reason today, so everyone's talking about how today out at DIA flights canceled this and that. Well, today is the start of that reduction. So 4% is what they are trying to get to today. And then again, gradually make their way to that 10% reduced flights by November 14th. So if you have flights going in and out of DIA in the next couple weeks, just keep this in mind because already seeing cancellations and whatnot. So make sure you're checking your flight status in and out of that airport because it's probably going to get crazy.
Yep.
Probably going to get crazy. Let it snow, let it snow, let it No, actually.
No snow.
No. Looks like we're going to be waiting a while for it, in fact. The smart weather people are saying that this year could land us in the top three latest first snows in Denver history.
I don't want to be sound like an old guy, but I like the weather right now.
I do, too.
I really like the weather.
I do, too.
Not bad.
It's been really good.
Been running so much and being outside so much, and I'm just like, I'm trying to not look at the calendar and be like, woo!
You don't want to run in the snow.
No, you don't. There's so many other things that come with it. But the reason they're saying this is they're looking in the two-week outlook for the weather, and there's no snow in the forecast. And the top 10 list for latest snows starts on November 14th. So once we hit November 14th, if there's no snow, every day we get past that. We could be like the number 7, the number 6.
I've noticed over the years it's starting to shift. I think we're getting our snows later and later. We're doing some sort of shift here in Colorado, which I'm fine with.
I am too. 100%. I love the warm weather. As far as the latest snowfalls in Denver, the top three, November 19th is the third, back in 1931.
Okay.
November 21st is number two.
Really?
Way back in 1934.
Unbelievable.
Wow. The number one latest snow fall in the Denver metro area, well, Denver specifically, December 10th, 2021. Remember that?
Remember that
just happened.
Yeah.
Remember when
it was
the latest snowfall?
It?
Yeah. So if we get past November 14th, we're already cracking the top 10. And then if we hit November 19th, we're in the top three. What?
Can you repeat those dates for me?
I thought I did a pretty good job with those dates and painting that snow picture. I really did. Anyway, moving on to DJ Diesel.
Hey, Shaq.
Shaqalicious, baby.
You knew. I love it.
Was he coming to Red Rocks
He's
again?
Coming back to the Mile High. No, he's going to be at Mission Ballroom on December 3rd.
Does he fit in there?
I do want to see him,
That's
though.
That's funny.
I don't know how long I can make it through one of his concerts.
His sets?
Is it a set or a concert with
It's
that?
A set.
It's a set.
A set?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can make it through.
Yeah. So, and he's well known as a DJ. I mean, he's actually pretty good at it. If you look at any of his videos and
he's
stuff,
right,
you would think that he just.
I mean, he's played Red Rocks.
Yeah,
so
exactly. But the cool thing about this story
is. But he's Shaq, too. So I feel like Red Rocks would be like, yeah, come on, you're Shaq.
You're Shaq. Right. Of course you can come.
It could be crap.
20-year NBA. Yeah, yeah, okay.
The big news about this story is that he's going to be headlining this concert with some local folks. So Pause, the Denver Nuggets DJ, he is going to be out there with Shaq. That is so neat. And then, this is my favorite part, though, a local 13-year-old boy is going to be out there hanging out with Shaq. He goes by DJ Mesophonic, and he has some kind of cred. He's played Red Rocks before. He's played a few other things as well. I actually think he played with Shaq one time before. That's kind of how he got his notoriety to start with. And so Shaq is bringing him back for take two out there at Mission Ballroom. Again, that is Wednesday, December 3rd. We should plan another JKJ field trip.
Bring your earplugs.
Yay! At least for the first song of the set, Jer. We can do that. But yeah, I think that's neat that he's bringing some local love on stage with him. And, you know, who doesn't love Paws? Go
Hells
Nuggets.
To the yes.
Go Nuggets.
I'd be DJ Sensitive Tongue.
ow.
Sensi Tongue.
No, DJ Tender Tongue.
Thank you.
That's what
Even
it
better.
Needs. It. DJ Tender Tongue.
TT on the street.
TT.
Yo, is DJ Tender Tongue playing tonight?
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go, guys. Let's go. This is going to be a great night tonight, guys. Everybody fired up tonight?
DJ Tender Tongue on the ones and twos.
Threes and fours and fives and six, seven.
Oh. On the wheels of steel.
Six, seven. You guys fired up at Red Rocks tonight? I just had some hot sauce. My tongue is killing me.
That's mild sauce. Don't lie to them. Don't lie to
them.
I just
had some mild sauce. And my tongue is on fire.
Ketchup.
Just like my set tonight. It's going to be on fire.